This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
We started dancing and love put us into a groove. As soon as we started to move.
Hey, I want to let you guys know about something. All right. First off, Leroy, I need a weather update, dude, from the Defensive Mendover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Look out the window, Flex.
There he is.
We got a little breeze. Breeze is not as strong as it was yesterday, but I would say it's about, say, 10 to 15, but not as strong as it was yesterday. And maybe it's because where I am, the clouds are coming out of, can't tell. Can you tell which way these clouds are going? Look, they're all over the place. Looks like they're going left to right. I'm going to go left to right. Wait, hold on. I see a plane. Did that plane take off or is it coming in for landing?
Where's the plane?
Oh, wait, way over there.
Which way is the Cooper flag blowing?
See it right there?
No.
Way over there in the corner. Way, way down there. See a Liberty flag? That's a plane right there. Coming in. I'm going to say the winds are out of the west. Yeah, see the clouds going right to left? Or out of the west? Northwest? I thought it was supposed to rain. Everybody told me get ready for some torrential downpours.
And
have a little bit. Cool, not like they were talking about. But hey, you jackasses that live in South Florida.
Wow.
Don't come at me when we got a drought. We say that every year. And then it rains for 3 months. So just enjoy the no rain.
Drought schmout.
Right. I would say right now it's about 80, 82 degrees. Otherwise, a very pleasant day.
Schmieden goes, oh, look, the hobnobbers showed up.
Oh, man. Headlines. Here's what we got tonight. All right. We got a little action, a little college hoops, which, you know, the Canes have had a struggle season. But if you want to watch Cooper Flag tonight and see if the Canes can take him down, they are 22.5-point underdogs. That gets going tonight. 7 o'clock from the Watsco Center. Yesterday, Duke basketball tweeted out a lot of photos working out at the Heat facility. They posted a photo of Shane Battier and Nick Arison. And one had to wonder.
Can I say this?
What?
I am never, ever, ever going to a sporting event to watch my team play the other team. I'm going for my team and my team only. So you're saying, oh, let's go watch Cooper Flag.
You went to see Wembanyama.
No, and I was there, and I saw Wembanyama. I didn't go there to see Wembanyama.
Did you enjoy seeing Wembanyama?
Yeah, I enjoyed seeing him, but I was there to see the Heat.
All right, so if you see a giant intangible flying through the air, what's the big problem?
You
What?
Are they playing at home?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going?
No.
Okay. Didn't.
My son's got flag football practice tonight.
Otherwise, you would go.
See that intangible flying down the field?
That's if Leroy was Joe Zagacki's color analyst tonight.
Ooh, you see that intangible flying down the field?
You guys can hear the game tonight on WQAM on 790, the Tick Cat. You got Panthers and Predators tonight. And the Panthers looking to bounce back from their loss to the Kraken.
Yeah.
And
the Kraken is such a cool name.
That is an 8 o'clock puck drop from Nash, Vegas. The Kraken is a cool name.
Yeah,
Montour got a shout out. That was cool for him.
It was a nice for sure.
Ooh, cheddar horseradish.
Who?
Kettle chips. Sounds tasty.
What?
That was so random.
Horseradish? He's hungry.
Yeah.
Ew.
Mm-mm.
You know,
guys.
Don't be. Listen. Nobody said they like ketchup chips till I brought them in.
Oh, that's good.
Do you want to hear from Mike McDaniel at the Combine?
How can I put this?
Okay.
I will listen so we can all take notice.
Yeah.
But.
You want me to give you we'll play one cut and you tell me which one tickles your fancy, okay?
Okay, I got you.
I got Mike McDaniel on if they should ban the tush push. What he looks for at players in the combine, or what kind of backup QB are they looking for?
I'm curious to see what he thinks about the tush push. I think it's sport. You sound like a sore loser if you want Philadelphia to have it banned because you can't defend it.
Here is Mike McDaniel on the tush push.
Yeah, I'm kind of. It's tough because I have a hard time. Making things illegal because of success. However, you know, I think my mind would, you know, it's a different thing if it's a safety issue. For me, in the game of football, when your job is to take 11 people, possess the ball, and move it down the field to try to get in the end zone to score points, I think it's because it's successful, I have a hard time being at the teeth of the argument to move on from. But that's just my opinion. I do understand both sides.
Yes. So in other words, he's like, yeah, because one team has success, we want to ban it. You sound terrible for wanting that.
The only thing that you can say with the safety is I saw the most menacing man in the league get a neck injury from it. I was like, maybe.
No, he just got his neck rubbed.
I don't know.
He didn't.
No,
How are we feeling about this?
That tush push got him, dude.
Hey, pronounce this word.
Nope.
No thanks.
Ah.
You want to stab at it?
Okay.
Nushal?
I don't know.
Listerine.
Got one.
He does have a tough name.
Right?
Itu. And is it Loosterainen or Loosterainen?
Loosterainen.
So it's.
How does.
Here's what it is.
Yeah.
Gourmet Swiss chocolate covered potato chips.
What?
Mm-mm.
I'm out.
Minus one.
Sweet and salty?
No. I'm not into sweet and salty.
Minus one.
Sweet or salty?
I like both.
I even sometimes have. I'm not a big fan of honey baked ham. I like Black Forest ham.
Let's get to some cat talk here, Brooke.
Whoa! We're not going to do that right now. What was that?
I'm going to mark that. We will review whether or not this studio is haunted or if Leroy's stomach is potentially.
No, that wasn't my stomach.
Might have been me.
What was?
That wasn't my stomach.
Oh, might have been me.
Toes.
Maybe you do want those chips.
Anyway, cat talk is brought to us by my gut. And also Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Matthew Tkachuk yesterday was on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. As far as his health is concerned, we found out yesterday very vaguely that he's not done for the season. But supposedly today is the day that they're going to get a full update on where we stand with things. And that. So we will keep an ear out and an eye out for that. But as of right now, no new updates on Matthew Tkachuk. Other than I almost up Tkachuked.
No.
Cat fever.
How close are we to securing Brady? I just want them to play together so bad. After seeing them in the Four Nations, I was like, these guys need to be on the same Ooh. Team.
All right, but you got to trade Reinhardt.
No. That Canadian no. bastard. He
can, I don't, what do you mean?
I'm done with
he
it.
Is a hero. Game seven forever.
Okay, well, you know, just recency bias has me upset at him.
All right.
It's Tobin's turn with the famous Heat bubble guts. No, I got to tell you. Let me tell you. It's been a struggle for all of us today because normally, with no help from the Heat,
Oof.
We would have a little something going at lunch, but we've been running around. I didn't even order. Me and Marcos was talking about some wings now earlier.
Oh, the jerk wings?
Can I tell you his ridiculous? Okay, it's not a ridiculous
thing. What we're not getting is half off pizza.
Right, exactly.
Remember that?
Or he was getting it.
That's what I was getting at.
Can't use the code.
Can't use the code.
Maybe just give half off pizza if you guys reach 100.
You didn't score 90 points against the Hawks?
Right.
The Hawks?
They just gave up 140 points.
Yeah. To the Pistons.
To the Pistons.
Pistons are good.
I mean, Cade Cunningham is good.
No, I think they're good. They've won seven in a row.
Oh, yeah. They're okay. They're pretty good. I mean, they're good.
Leroy is Veal Kuiper.
Can't trust him.
Veal Kuiper. Wouldn't it be great if the Pistons bounced the Knicks in the first round?
The Knicks are 0-7 against good teams.
They are. They hate Mikal Bridges. They give a lot of picks for him.
Yeah.
A lot of picks for Mikal Bridges.
They put together like a Villanova team or something like that. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Put together a college basketball team. What do you expect?
They're going to treat it. And then here's the thing. When you're really friends with a guy, you can't Bradley Beal him. You know, you can't bully him.
Can't do it. Poor Bradley Beal. He is getting extra.
Bradley Beal was just minding his own business playing basketball.
Because I like it here. I like the golf.
What's wrong? So, no. He likes hiking.
Be great if Bradley Beal has a great game and then just goes to Hooters by himself.
Takes a pic.
Selfie. Jeez.
All right. Take a break. We'll hear a little bit more from Coach McDaniel and see where things are at with this basketball team back after this.
Fine. And then you're like, okay, they'll go on another little run or something.
I know exactly now, too, why I never noticed the Kalel Ware thing
why?
With his hand. Because it happened right as Duncan Robinson fouled Terrence Mann for a three-point shot. And I'm pretty sure that I threw something across the room and I shouted, you got to be blooping kidding me. Because, like, how does Duncan Robinson get bit on that? You do that to people.
Right.
How do you get got?
Right.
And I'm surprised Spo, I mean, you know how mad he gets at Duncan Robinson. I'm surprised he didn't get taken away in handcuffs after that.
Well, you can't do it to everybody, Spo. You can't be mad at everybody.
Maybe he can be. Like, can you give me his answer again yesterday about the stubbornness? Because I was like, I still am a little bit baffled by this. If you guys missed it, we played this in the first hour, but Eric Spoelstra gave his explanation as to what the plan is here now for the Miami Heat and what he wants from his team. And this is what Spo had to say on that. You know, where the coach, Eric Spoelstra.
Group is very resilient. And look, what you need right now
is scoring.
You need an incredible amount of stubbornness.
What?
You got to be stubborn. Absolutely got to be stubborn.
You know what we need.
And persistent in what we're trying to do. We're not getting the result we want, but there's things that are trending in a better direction. You got to quiet all the noise. You got to not listen to anything, not read anything, but that's just the deal right now. We're closer than what it feels like. You know, we're putting this thing together like quickly, and sometimes it doesn't happen just like that. But are you building the right habits and building the right trends, you know, through the adversity? The head coach feels that we are, and so you got to be stubborn. You got to put your head down and collectively be stubborn-minded about this until we start, you know, generating some wins.
When he says it's closer than it feels, how does he think it feels? Like, does he think it's like, driving to Jacksonville? It's not that long a trip, but it feels long. Like, is that what that feels like? Is that what he's trying to go with? Like, because what does he think it feels like when he says it's closer than it feels? Because that feels like when I say it's closer than you think, but I don't think it's closer than he thinks. Because how much does he think I think they're close?
Hmm?
Exactly, dude.
You sound just as confusing as he does. You might as well just said how much wood could a woodchuck done, because that's what it sounded like. It really
words
did.
Words.
It really did.
Words means words.
We need more stubbornness. That's what this team needs.
It's like, oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, like, to simplify it, no, you don't need more stubbornness. You need more buckets.
I didn't feel like they were lacking stubbornness because they kept going to that Alec Burks corner three. They kept going to it. Mm-hmm. He was stubborn.
I don't understand how these guys, all of a sudden, nobody can make a damn layup.
Oh, my God. Let's get to tonight, though, dude. You got NBA action tonight. The one everyone's looking at, Leroy.
Lakers and
Mavericks at Lakers. Lakers 9.5-point favorites tonight. Luka. Hmm?
So, are the Lakers ever going to play in Dallas?
Yeah, I believe they are.
Okay.
I believe they are.
That's the one I want to see for sure.
I double check on you're going to see grown men cry?
You think they're going to give him a tribute?
Third to last game of the season. I would think so. Third to last game of the season, April 9th, is the return.
Jeez.
So you got a ways to go. Got a ways to go. But are you going to tune in? What is Luka's over-under tonight?
30.
A little chili pepper? Let's see. NBA action. Loading. Oh, wow. It's the feature game on Hard Rock right now. Player props. Luka Doncic's over-under tonight is 31.5. Over?
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
He might score 70.
Luka to put a 50 burger on him? plus 1,300.
That's it? That's it? Think about that. A 50 burger only gets you plus 1,300?
Yep. It's probably been too popular. Probably everybody thinks he's going to drop a 50 burger on him. Yeah. See, here's my thing. I almost worry that it's going to be like they blow him out too bad that he won't have to play that long. I would almost go like Luka triple-double. I think that's the smarter bet tonight.
What is it? What is that?
That's a good question. Let me see. Luka. Luka combos. Triple-double. Oof. That's it?
What?
Plus 300.
Oh, my goodness.
They think Luka's going to obliterate it.
Everybody's just betting Luka overs. Anybody swerving? Should we go Kyrie tonight?
Can we do unders? I'm going to go Luka unders.
No, but it's just,
I hate unders.
I know. It's not fun. It's not fun at all.
Dude, there's nothing like waiting at the edge of your seat all game for an under. Oh, wow. That was cool.
Why is he doing that?
Oh, flag football coming to the Olympics.
Yeah,
I'm glad he's getting some shine because people have trashed him, and he hasn't been terrible throughout his career. He's handled himself quite well. So I'm good he's getting some shine.
We'll take a break, wrap things up on the other side. Back after this.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Sing it, Sausage Fingers.
There was something so pleasant about that place.
That's pretty good. He does. He has little sausage fingers.
Oh, going up for
and he used to be in a rap group.
Yeah, name the rap group.
Goody Mob.
Damn.
Ah.
He's good.
Ah.
He's good. He's good.
How dare Steph question me about music?
He doesn't know.
He does not know.
Who questioned you?
He came here and said, ooh, Leroy, that's Shannon.
Shannon.
I'm like, what? Questioning me? I do need a sandwich. I was just talking about that.
What is that? That was it.
Clip that too.
Don't question me.
RVA Richie said, you need a sandwich. I really do.
Frog Boy.
Yeah.
You got some tickets to give away?
I do. I got some extra tickets. Some heat tickets.
Some heat tickets?
Okay. Heat tickets? You know? Who they play?
Minnesota Timberwolves.
Ooh. Yeah. Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
Great game last night.
Ooh. Yeah.
Come back and beat the OKC Thunder. That game is going to be March 7th at the Kaseya Center. What caller number you want to do, huh?
Was that next Thursday?
Yes. That sounds about right.
Well, let's do caller number 2.
Oh.
Caller number 2.
It's next Friday.
Next Friday. Damn. When is Mardi Gras on the 12th?
Mardi Gras is on the 12th.
Yeah.
Mardi Gras on the 12th.
Mardi Gras on the 12th.
You know, it's weird. You know, last year it was February.
What? Yeah. That'd be weird.
Early Gras.
Early Gras.
They call that an early Gras. Did the Super Bowl affect it this year?
No, the Super Bowl has nothing. No.
Have they gotten out of the snow?
The Super Bowl has nothing to do with Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is based on one day. What is it?
Early Gras.
Easter.
Yeah.
Easter.
Mardi Gras is Easter. 40 days before Easter. Easter. It's called Fat Tuesday.
I thought it was 41 days.
41.
Because isn't it 40 days of Lent?
I thought it was 30 days of Lent.
What?
Oh, that was a very strong look.
You're very Catholic. Okay. Go.
Oof.
Because Lent's 40 days. But do you count Easter? So that would make Mardi Gras 41 days.
No, because no. Because on Easter you get to go back to your vices.
Yeah, but I think that's 40 days of Lent. Easter is not part of Lent.
What are you giving up this year?
Yes, because what are you giving up?
Yeah, what are you giving up?
Yeah, what are you giving up?
Yeah, what are you going to give up?
What am I giving up?
Yeah, what are you giving up?
The Marlins.
Okay. Oh. No, that doesn't count.
First of all, does not count.
I think I gave up. One year I gave up sweets.
Mm-hmm. You gave up bread too, also. Right?
I gave up bread.
What's next?
I will give.
I don't.
Up.
I can't. I'm not going to give up liquor because I don't drink that much. So that would be like a cop out.
Drinking after heat games where they lose.
Oh no, you can't do that.
That would be good for you.
No,
I emptied the bottle last night.
What about you, Leroy?
Oh, forgot. I gotta give you tickets.
I don't know.
You're gonna give it what? Someone said.
Oh, yeah. Caller number, what do we say?
Two.
Ask Leroy to give up meat.
It was two.
Meat? We said two?
He said two.
He said two? Mm-hmm. Lazy.
Meat?
Yes, yeah,
who could give up? Can I give up meat? For all of,
can you?
For all of Lent?
Now,
that's,
question.
That's
you don't get to extend. Hold on. No,
can I question? Does that count? Does fish count?
No. You, that's no. Everybody knows fish doesn't.
I can still get my catfish?
Okay, but here's the thing. First of all, you become a pescatarian. That's not a Lent move. And all you're doing is extending Lent rules anyway.
What do you mean?
Because Friday you can't eat meat anyway. A true Lenter can't eat meat.
On Fridays.
So all you're doing is extending Lent rules. Doesn't really feel like you're giving anything up. You're just,
wait. Hold on.
Yes, it is.
Why are you suggesting what I give up for Lent? What are you going to give up for Lent?
I don't know. I didn't realize I was on the clock right now. I didn't realize I had to have my Lent giving up already.
We need to know right now.
What about you? Were you sitting here pointing a finger at us?
I will
give up cropping.
Yep.
No cropping.
She'll give up birds.
No. No. So that means no chicken wings?
No, I like chicken.
A little
frog
too
boy.
Much. Don't do this to me.
So are we going to all, like, yeah. give
I'll them? Stop cropping people out of pictures.
No.
Well, I honestly don't give up anything for Lent.
I do. I usually give up. I don't give up. I give up sweets.
That was childhood
or
stuff.
1 year I gave up hamburgers.
Can I tell you my Catholicism?
Bread. I gave up bread.
Here's the thing. My What's Catholicism up? Took a hit.
Oh.
Which was... I was supposed to have this father. Should I say his name? He's no longer with us.
Oh, he's good then.
You know what? Yeah, I am going to. So I had a priest I was supposed to have for the church that I was at. I went to St. Ambrose in Deerfield. That was my childhood church.
Yep. Okay.
And Father Dalton was the pastor for years. Went to St. Ambrose for a year. And then, you know, and he was Irish as they come. Hi, shi, 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 shi. Love the Dolphins. Love the Dolphins. Every sermon... He's like, oh, we got to sit here, and of course
is
we start off.
Is that the reason why you went to that church?
We sounded, dude.
This is the origin story of how it all
began. Yes.
I'm telling you right now.
Dude.
You'd be like,
every one of your things has a catch.
Before we get to Matthew 6:14.
You're religious because the priest was Irish.
We must say a prayer for the Dolphins today as they get ready to take on the Colts.
Okay.
That's how it was, right? But then, you know, I'm getting married to Dee. And I'm like, hey, you know, we're going to do the old school, get married in a church, right? And let me tell you something. That's a real marriage when you get married in the Catholic Church because they make you go through a whole mass.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like one of these express marriages. Like you go there, vows, bang, 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 you're out. So I'm getting married and Father Dalton is supposed to wed us. That is supposed to be who we're supposed to be. And it's not just because I want him to say, hi, shi, 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 shi. That's not the reason. This was my childhood priest, okay? And we get to marriage week. You know, we didn't do the classes with him. He pawned that off to the deacon, right? So we go see the deacon. Deacon's like, yeah, you know? And so we're good to go. And then all of a sudden, we get to marriage week. We got, and he goes, hey, guess what? Father Dalton, not here. He's in Ireland. Rats off a ship,
dude!
He skedaddled across the pond!
Did he not know this beforehand?
I don't know! But he was rats off a ship, and I gotta tell you, my Catholicism took a hit. Because we were left with a backup priest, so I'm sitting here with the Matt Moore of priests, and this guy's trying to like lecture us on life.
Get out of here.
Referred to himself as Father Hardass.
What?
He goes, listen, I'm going to turn into Father Hardass here for a second. No drinking. He looks at all of us. He goes, he looks at me. He looks at my groomsmen. He goes, no drinking the day of the wedding.
What?
I don't mean to be Father Hardass right now, but I'm going to have to turn. Like he's giving us the rules. I'm like, who are you, Joe Cortez? You're fair, but you're firm? Like, you're about
That's
to start the fight?
Now you go to a wedding.
Yeah!
I want to sit through all that mass open and stuff bar. Like that. It's open bar.
I love me an open bar.
So, anyway, this guy was, so he ended up, you know, having to like wed us and like give this whole thing. It's like, you don't even know us.
Boo.
You know, at least, you know, Father Dalton knew me when I was a rascal, a wee lad. But he had to go to Ireland. He's no longer with us. Rest in peace, Father Dalton.
Yeah, well.
You know, never got to see his Dolphins win another Super Bowl.
Well, then.
Hi, shi, 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 shi.
I had a similar situation with the doctor who was seeing my wife the entire time she was pregnant.
Yep.
saw her for everything, and then was like, look, I will be there, or someone from my staff will be there.
Oh, so you had a knocked up situation.
Wow.
The day of the actual, you know, we have to do this right now, she's on vacation. Her entire staff is on vacation. The nurse and the delivery doctor met each other right there, shook hands in front of me. I'm like, what are we doing here? Where is this doctor that for eight
you built trust
like,
with?
Yeah, no. Yes. And now all of a sudden, we're out that day. My entire office is out that day. The hospital will be covering for us.
Great.
Great, no, dude.
See, my mother-in-law worked with the doctor.
Mm.
The doctor, everybody knew the doctor. So the doctor made damn sure she was there when Rebecca was born. And we played cards. And while we waited.
Cute.
That seems way better than our stories, I'm sorry.
I know.
Yeah.
That's good.
So what are you giving up, Leroy?
I don't know. Wait, don't worry about me. Worry about Jennifer.
I don't understand why we were all of a sudden put on the spot to give up Lent when Lent's not for like 2 weeks.
No, you
Jennifer!
Give
she
up now.
Did it!
I didn't do that.
Yes, you did!
JFig loves us giving things up. She's not going to give up anything.
No, she's not.
She's not going to give up anything.
Nothing.
Give up tardiness.
What you
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, give up tardiness.
Objectively
yeah.
A point.
Yeah.
You know what?
Woo.
Yeah. You're eat all your chicken wings.
Oh, no! I'm giving up chicken.
No, I'm not giving up chicken. I might give up...
You need all your chicken wings.
Huh? I might give up sweets again.
Oh.
That's hard.
You're going to give up sweets?
Yeah.
You can't just go on
you
a diet
ahead
every
and
time.
Repeat it.
This guy just
you just use this for health. It's not supposed to be like 90, you know, 90
Lent,
day
this guy wants to be
fast.
What are you talking about?
You know, you're
why
just
not?
Using,
you're giving up advice.
Why don't you read the Bible every day for 40 days?
You first.
Okay.
I will.
No, you won't.
Okay. I will.
Yeah, like...
Well, you're right.
I'm getting away from you, so when lightning strikes, it don't blow us both up.
Why?
Because you're lying.
Went to church this week.
When's the last time you touched the Bible?
Liar.
This Sunday.
And you read it, or did you grab it to show?
Because
you know people walk around with the Bible. They don't open that thing up.
I opened it up to what the passage was.
Remember, Trump was holding the Bible, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That don't mean nothing.
What do you mean it meant nothing? It was in church.
And he was right outside church holding the Bible.
What?
Trump was right outside church holding the Bible.
I don't understand. You're trying to get...
Just because you hold the Bible don't mean you
falsely,
read it.
You're accusing me of false... When's the last time you held the Bible?
Ooh.
It's been a minute. I ain't gonna lie about it, though.
I'm not lying about it.
I didn't say you're lying. I said, when's the last time you open a Bible?
I open it every time. I don't like putting the, you know, when they say, hey, open up, because you could go on your church now. You can go, they got apps. You can go to the Bible
app.
Yeah,
that sounds cheating.
And I'm just like yeah, you know, I'm going to go to Twitter if you do that. I mean, and then I'm going to start looking at tweets about the Heat game. So I got to be, you know, into the mode of reading the actual Bible.
Man. Yeah, dare I say, Leroy, most churchgoers don't read the Bible. I agree. I agree with that. Like, if you go to a Baptist church, a good Baptist church, everybody carrying the Bible. I ain't seen one open it up yet.
There's a time, though. It's after worship. Usually you read the Bible. Like, just a passage. That's what part of it is.
Dude, after you leave church,
mm-hmm.
I would imagine that within the 2 hours after that, there's some hot coals in your backyard and swimming. Because you're cooking on the grill and swimming.
I don't understand.
Catching iguanas.
And?
I'm just saying. You ain't going home and saying,
St. Patrick.
Can't wait to get to that verse.
St. Patrick can't cast out the snakes. St. Tobin cast out the iguanas.
Maybe you should give up iguana hunting for...
No.
All right.
What can we do? What can we do? We can give up something good.
You should give up fat shaming.
I'd like the Heat to give up bad trades.
Good one.
Fat shaming?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. I think you should give up fat shaming. I think that is a good one.
Yeah.
No fat shaming for 40 days.
Really?
Yep. Show Lent.
Look at his face.
Even if a heavyweight walks by?
Oh, get it out of your system now, dude. A heavy set.
Listen.
A heavy set.
Hold on. Let me just tell the world something. If I'm giving up fat shaming for Lent, buckle up for the next 2 weeks.
Trying to get it all your system.
That's our show.
I'm hosing everybody down. Woo, look at that big one over there. I'm going to Publix. I'm going to the mall. I got to get it out of my system.
That is our show for today, everybody. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Hey, by the way, I'm not fat shaming. Dude is portly.
Bro, what the hell was that?
Okay.
Leroy, what the hell was that?
So,
did everybody just hear that frog sound?
Oh.
Can't wait.
I mean, the old love to let a fart linger in church.
She has that feel. Doesn't tickle.
Welcome to the end of the show montage, Flem.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.